a lot for you on the Wolfpack over the Orange in the Carrier Dome. There were about 10 different reasons that NC State could have lost that game. There were about 10 different reasons that the Wolfpack could have psyched itself out of a victory and into a loss in front of that road crowd against that mind-numbing zone defense across from that Hall of Fame coach, Jim Boeheim. The loser mentality, if it crept in at all, even after a bad call or two goes against you late in the game, if you are a loser's mentality, which many in many of the schools that we follow, in their fan bases, many of the franchises that we follow, some of them are talking about, oh my gosh, the referees have been announced for tonight's game. It's doom for us because so-and-so is one of the three men in stripes. There is nothing more destructive, any good sports psychologist worth his or her salt will tell you, there is nothing more destructive than that loser's mentality. Oh no, the late controversial call went against us. Oh no, that referee we don't like to see has shown up for tonight's game. Oh no, it's a big brand name on the other sideline, Syracuse, and it's a Hall of Fame coach, Jim Boeheim. If those players and coaches at NC State had any of the negativity that often is absorbed by many, not all, in their fan base, there's no way they beat Syracuse in the Carrier Dome last night. Absolutely no way. You will psych yourself into a loss if you go there with that loser's mentality, and then you react that way when you hit adversity. To the credit of Kevin Keats, to the first-year head coach of the Wolfpack, clearly not buying into the loser's mentality, if you can get past that nonsense and that self-destructive psychology, you can accomplish great things. And Markell Johnson did that last night at the Carrier Dome. And Al Freeman did that last night at the Carrier Dome. And Sam Hunt off the bench did that last night at the Carrier Dome. If any of them had psyched themselves out, uh-oh, got a bad call, that could have been a technical foul only on Syracuse and not on us, they're out to get us. If there was any of that last night, guess what? Wolfpack would be having no ice cream in Syracuse, and the Wolfpack would have been coming home with a loss, and we'd be picking over those details today instead of raising a glass to toast the Wolfpack 74, Syracuse 70. That is an Orange team, well coached by Jim Boeheim, and absolutely desperate for an NCAA tournament resume builder, and on their home court, and executing that zone defense very well in the first half, not as well in the second half. Credit to the Wolfpack for taking advantage and not caving in to the negativity that would have led to a defeat.